Okay, let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1408. This is dated on the fourth day of Shvat, Dalet Shvat, based Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it with all the titles, Rav Chosid, etc. Peretz, Sheyichia, his name, last name was Chain. Shalom Uvracha. So here the Rebbe writes, "It is on time and with pleasantness I received your letter in which you notify me that in very few days you're going to be completing the six orders of the Mishnah. So let it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that just like you, Hashem helped you to conclude now the six orders of the Mishnah, so Hashem should help you to start once again and to finish, to learn, to teach, to keep, lishlamed, lishma velasin, to do, lakayim, to fulfill. And it's known that the letters of Mishnah are the same letters as Neshama, soul. This through Mishnah, you add more of the light of the lamp of mitzvah and the light of Oir and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. This will help you in your personal matters. To your brother," and the Rebbe gives also the titles, Marin Gershon, "I wrote directly an answer to his letter to me. And I'm blessing you for success in the study of Torah, the observance of mitzvahs, and all your personal matters." And here the Rebbe adds in a P.S. sort of, Nichtav Bitzidai, at the bottom. He says, "I am quoting here, or copying here, a piece from what has been said during the gathering of the Yortzeit of the Alter Rebbe, which is on the past 24th day of Teves. It's known, the story, that the Rav Magid, when as soon as he came, the Alter Rebbe came to Mizrich to feel out and see what's going on, and then he became a follower of the Magid of Mizrich. So the Magid organized that his son, the Malach, he was called the angel, he was more like an angel than a person, should study with the Alter Rebbe the teaching of Chassidus, and the Alter Rebbe should teach the Malach the teaching of the revealed Torah. Alter Rebbe was the great genius and a learned person, and he knew Chassidus, so he made this match. So when they started learning Me'emosai, the first Mishnah in the Masechta Brachas, from when? And Alter Rebbe translated it from when? The Mishnah. So the Malach said that he explains Emosai comes from the language of fear and dread. How to connect this to the beginning of the Mishnah with the end? Because the Rebbe says, the way we divide the Mishnah here, we also divide the six orders of the Mishnah, even though we end with the tractate Nida. But the Rebbe says we also divide the six orders of the Mishnah as well. So the Rebbe wants to connect, and the end of the Talmud is also connect with the end of the Mishnah. So what is the end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah? Is that Loimotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kel Machzik Brach L'Israel HaSholem, that God did not find a vessel that would hold on to the blessing for Israel, but peace. Peace and unity of all Jewish people, as explained also in Tanya in chapter 32. That Borcheinu Avinu, when does our Father bless us? When? Kulonu Kelechad, when we're all united as one. True unity of people in general, and even Jewish people in particularly, it's impossible when there is some ulterior or some benefit in the middle, because then you're not really uniting with the second person, but you're looking for your own benefit. So true unity, it's impossible, only as explained in the Tanya, chapter 32, is because all souls fit, we're like a puzzle. We have one Father, and because based on our root in the one Hashem, as explained in Chassidus, that the source of the neshamas is higher even than Torah mitzvahs. As our sages tell us in Medrash Bereishis Rabba in the beginning, that the thought about the Jewish people came before anything. Even before Torah, Hashem thought about creating the Yidden, even before he thought about giving the Torah. As it says, Daber Avnei Yisrael, the Torah says, speaks to the Israel, that means that there was Israel already. This is the beginning of the tractate with Kriya Shema, and it ends with the Kli, the vessel that holds the bracha of the Shalom. That this Shalom becomes by saying the Shema Hashem Echad. But in order to be the true unity, then it has to be Me'emosai. You have to accept the yoke, not just based on reason and rationale, even the reason national of Kedusha. And so it's explained in the Chassidus in many places. So the Rebbe ties these things together.
to bring about the level of peace that must connect to the unity of Hashem, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. That's the beginning, and that has to be out of awe of Hashem, respect, which is accepting the yoke. That could bring about the true peace, because there should be no ulterior motive for getting together, but just for the sake of unity of itself.